You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
Alright, hello, this is Banzai Retro Club. This is going to be episode 0. Essentially what we're doing is a Meet the Host episode. This is really what's going to be kind of our calling card, our introduction to our network. So on this episode, we're going to be talking with the co-founders of our beloved Banzai Retro Club. And I'm trying to break habits from a past podcast that we've done together. So I'm trying not to follow the same kind of terminology I always used before. So I'll just say that Scott and Rose are with us right now. Say hi, Scott and Rose.
Hi, Scott and Rose.
I knew she was going to say that. Hello, everybody. This is so exciting. It's a very exciting evening.
Yeah. What it is, you know, the birth of our brand new network. And like I said, I'm calling this episode 0. And what I'm trying to do is put together some sort of standard for our episodes where we actually number them. And, you know, keep track of that kind of thing, you know, so we'll say episode 1, 2, 3 and all that kind of good jazz as we move along. And so this is really just a preliminary episode to get, so people get used to us and hear us and understand us. Now, I realize some of you may have been listening to us in the past. We've been doing an 80s themed podcast for a while together. So this is us branching out, starting our own network, and we developed this thing, this wonderful thing called the Banzai Retro Club. And did I ever say my name was Dave?
Hi, Dave.
No.
I don't think I
Hi,
did.
Dave.
I think I went all that
you didn't
time
say that, Dave.
Without even introducing myself. What happened?
I know. I don't know, Dave.
I'm off my game. Or either that, or I haven't figured out what the game is on this yet.
That's okay. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out together.
The way I see this episode, episode 0, it's like one of those trailers. In a world where everything is about retro radio. Ooh, or something
nice.
Like that.
Yeah, very good. All right.
I like that. Yeah.
Radio. Not radio, but, you know, media. Retro media.
Yeah, very.
Okay, yeah, retro media, exactly. Because it's, I mean, radio would sound like we're on the air right now. But we kind of are, but we're not. Because we get the luxury of editing ourselves.
Yeah.
So now, you know, what I was looking at this episode to do is so that everybody understands a little bit about who we are, what we're hoping to get going with this network, and then also just to kind of, you know, let everybody understand where our thoughts are, you know, as far as the rules of the road. Because, you know, in our previous environment, we had some restrictions. And I wouldn't say that they were overly involved with restrictions, really. It just had to be a family-friendly type content. And we've removed that shackle with Banzai Retro Club. I don't think that the only rule that I wanted to put out there, and I haven't really run that past Rose and Scott yet, is I just don't want there to be any kind of subject matter that is derogatory towards somebody else. You know, and
right.
I think as long as we stick to that ground rule, then I'm happy.
Right. So you're saying I really can't just like lay into somebody?
Well, I mean,
kidding.
Well,
no,
you know,
man, that's awesome.
Yeah, let's just say that, you know, if there's a movie that just absolutely sucks, and you're like, you know, I hate that movie, or I hate you know, I, like me talking about Tom Cruise in the past where I just didn't like him, then, you know, we can be a little more graphic about how we, you know, what we, the way that we describe that now. But, you know, I'm just, you know, let's not, you know, get into the point where we're picking on a specific culture or things like that.
Okay.
That's what I'm, just be nice to each other. That's really, that, can't we all just be nice together?
Yes.
Can't we all just get along?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Be excellent to each other.
Yes, we can.
Be excellent to each other.
Yes, and that's what I was thinking is going to be kind of my parting phrase for the episodes going forward.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to come up with something to replace what I used to say. And all I've come up with so far is be excellent with, to each other. So I'm going to try that out and see how it works for me.
That's
so
perfect.
Thank you. I'm glad you like that. Yeah, I just wish that it was more encompassing of 70s, 80s, and 90s rather than just 80s.
Right. Right. But, you know, it'll come.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. We're right at the beginning of this thing. This is, you know, the prologue. This isn't even chapter one. And so, you know, we've got a little ways to figure out how we're going to niche this together and, you know, blend it, you know, so that it's a fine-tuned oiled machine that the Bonsai Retro Club is going to be.
Yeah.
So, with that, let us do this thing. Rose, why don't you, without us getting too much into how old everybody is, but if we were to say the 70s, what age range would have you been in the 70s?
Well, in the 70s, I would have been pre-teen. Well, I'm just going to say it, 10 to 19.
10 to 19, okay.
Yep.
So your influences would have been that of a teenager. So what a teenage young lady would have been into is really what, you know, it, when we start talking about these topics of favorite movies or favorite music, that's really where your mindset's going to be as your influence area, is that of a teenager.
Right.
Okay.
Not necessarily my wheelhouse, of course.
All right. So, Scott, what about you? How old were you in the 70s?
I was younger than a teenager. I was up into, let's see, born in 68, so 2 to 12.
2 to 12. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Or so.
And now for me, I was born in the year of 1970, December. So, you know, it would have been everything, before like nine years old, you know, is really what the 70s was to me. So, you know, I'm going to be looking at, you know, the kid programming. I'm going to be talking about the toys and things like that. So I know
I'm right there with you. I mean, that's going to be a lot of my influence on that area, but a lot of music also has fallen into my wheelhouse on that one because of, I think a lot of the music that I listened to when I was in the car with my parents or whatever, and then the wonderful invention of satellite radio and the 70s station, and the 80s station, and the 90s station, the 70s station. I was hooked on that thing for well over a year, where it didn't travel off of that button, off of that channel for a long time. So I love a lot of the 70s music too. So toys, music, candy, TV shows, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I hear what you're saying, because I had a lot of influence of 60s rock and roll, because that was my mom's wheelhouse. That was what our radio was stuck on. You know, you weren't allowed to change that dial, because that, you know, she's driving, that's the rule. You know, she's driving, she gets control of the radio, you know. And,
yeah, I guess my parents just listened to a lot of current pop music at the time.
Okay.
Instead of listening to their generation of music, they just listened to whatever was on, you know, the pop station at the time. Okay. So that's right. How I got exposed to the 70s, because they were, you know, listening to that. They were listening to Casey Kasem, America's Top 40.
So I guess what I'm saying is that, I mean, we can, you know, there's going to be the topics that, you know, we revisited these movies or these TV shows or these this music later in life, and, you know, have an appreciation for them. But we may not have been watching them when they first came out, you know, and it's a different perspective, because there's conversations that we've had on our other podcast where you guys were like in love with, you know, certain movies and all that. And I watched them now and it's like, oh, that's just a dumb comedy, you know. But had I seen it back in the 80s, it would have been like, I probably would have had a deeper appreciation for it.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, what we would have appreciated for, given the time period that we were in and how old we were, is going to have a big shift in our perspective and how we talk about things. So that's why I think it's important for our listeners to understand kind of the age range that we would have been in as we were going through that decade. And that way, when we're covering these topics, your understanding if it's something that we revisited or was it the first time that we, you know, because, you know, if we start talking like H.R. Puff and stuff, you know, I mean, that would have been when it was coming on, you know, the Banana Splits, you know, I'm going to know that stuff and I'm going to be, you know, digging it from, you know, the first time it came out and geeking out about it. So that's kind of what I'm getting at. So then 80s, Rose, you would have been in your 20s then. And having past conversation with you, you were that was when you were in the Army, right?
Yes, the first 5 years of the 80s.
Okay. So then that's going to give a much different perspective, because you would have been doing – you would have been seeing the world and had a much different perspective of the pop culture that was coming in the 80s as seen through a service member overseas.
Right.
Right. And then, Scott, you and I both would have been in our teenage years.
Yes. And, you know, I'm going to reference one of my all-time favorite 80s movies and a great soundtrack. And it's a song by Billy Squier called "These Could Be the Best Years of Our Lives." And it's from the Fast Times at Ridgemont High soundtrack. And it sums it up. I mean, that's pretty much the way it was, you know. You always hear from adults, or I remember hearing from adults when we were teenagers and in high school, oh, this is the best time of your life. You know, there's so much for you right now. And you don't realize that, of course, for 20 years.
No, you don't.
When you look back and go, wow, those really were the best years of my life. You know, I had very little responsibility in the, you know, in the way of, you know, mortgages and car payments and all that other stuff. You were just there to go to school and be social and kind of grow into social groups and learn how to be, you know. So it was really I look back at those times as very awesome and fun, and I have good memories of them. So the 80s is really, of course, for I think Dave and myself, were probably the most influential for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, actually, if you can get past the fact that it's a country song, but there's a song out there called 19 Something by Mark Wills. That to me sums up the nostalgia that is the 70s and 80s, all in one great song.
I'm sorry, say the song again.
19 something.
Oh yeah.
That
was a recent song.
I forget when it was released.
It's only maybe in the last 5 years, right?
Actually, I think it's longer than that. But anyway.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not sure. But I mean,
you know what they say, time flies. Because 30 something years ago of being in high school in the 80s, that has flown by. So.
I might Google this up real quick just so I can see.
I'm looking it up right now too.
but
I'm not.
The video and what he's talking about and the lyrics is just straight on wonderful nostalgia. 2005 is when it was released.
That was 12 years ago. Can't believe that.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Seriously.
But if
that's actually really, that's a good song. I know that song. It's a good one.
Yeah, if you ever, my vision of what this whole podcasting thing has been about, talking about retro topics, mm-hmm. that's the feeling in a song. So if you know, that might be one of the people that I'd love to have on to interview is Mark Wills. Just because I love that song. I absolutely love the song, and every bit of retro love that's in there, from Dukes of Hazzard to Bell Bottom Pants to you know, getting your first microwave, taking your stickers off your Rubik's Cube, just love every bit of reference that's in that you know, that's that song. So like I said, if you're not a country fan but you are a retro fan, I'm thinking you've got to just watch the video. Go to YouTube and pull that bad boy up and just watch it. It's awesome. So now we've talked about 70s, 80s, now onto the 90s. For me, I'll start first. I joined the Navy in 1989. Right out of high school, I joined the United States Navy. So my first, let's say, 7 years of the 90s were being in the United States Navy and being in various different spots around the United States, and then going Western Pacific cruises around the world. So the 90s for me, I had a lot of shared experiences because I had, you know, where I grew up in a small southern town. And now I'm exposed to other people that I'm working with and their musical interests. So I had a bigger breadth of influences throughout that time period and things that I normally wouldn't have given the light of day. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, like music, you know, I'm listening to when I'm working in the shop with, you know, my fellow sailors, you know, and somebody's got control of the radio. And it's not my choice. You know, I'm listening to songs that I probably wouldn't have given even a shot to before. And that stuff influences you. You remember that stuff. And you're like, oh, now, you know, like I may not have listened to No Doubt before, but because this one person did, you know, I've heard No Doubt a lot. You know, because that was in their wheelhouse, or Offspring, or, you know, fill in the blank. You know, and you know, so for me, that's what the 90s were. What about you, Rose?
I was in my 30s in the 90s, and my children had grown up considerably. They were probably, I want to say, the middle 90s, maybe. The oldest one was in high school, and the younger two were just coming out of grade school, going to junior high school. And I'm just kind of doing the mom thing. I was heavily invested in church, so they weren't allowed to listen to anything too graphic music-wise. I was not a big fan of Cartoon Network at all. You know, here I'm trying to, you know, keep everybody on track, and then I got cartoons all night, and if that isn't bad enough, they've got stuff like Ren and Stimpy and Beavis and Butthead, and, you know, so I'm like battling against them, The Simpsons, Married with Children, you know, it's just like all the stuff that I think is crap they want to watch. You know, so I'm starting to feel that age generation gap, you know, getting bigger and bigger. And of course, my music was, you know, it was just all about being a Christian, you know, a lot of like Christian bands, Christian rock, Christian pop, gospel music, that type of thing. And really didn't care for a lot of the things that were, you know, culminating in those formative, in that decade, you know, because you had like hip hop and rap had really come into fruition, and of course then it was grunge, and then metal got darker and heavier, and you know, pop got more explicit, and it was just, you know, I'm just kind of like, whoa, what is going on in this world? You know, so it was not a favorite time with me. The 90s could have, you know, not existed at all, but had it not, you know, we would have missed out on quite a few really interesting, you know, history in general. You know, I'm just talking about like world history, but just media, you know, pop culture history and things like that. So,
well, yeah,
it has its good points.
it's that's going to definitely be an interesting perspective, because between the three of us, your perspective of the 90s would have been that of, you know, protecting, you know, those evil influences on your children,
mm-hmm.
whereas right. Scott and I were in our 20s,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, we're trying, you know, we're trying all those evil influences.
Yeah, like, bring it.
So it's definitely, that's a different change of perspective. And I know exactly where your headspace is at, because, you know, being, you know, the age group that my kids are in, you know, I know what that's like, where you're like, what are you listening to? What are you watching?
You know,
I get it. I completely get that perspective, you know, in modern time, you know, and I've got to worry about, you know, what, you know, what Snapchat or YouTube they're watching.
Oh yeah. See, yeah. I feel for you now, because they didn't have anything like that then
right.
to even exacerbate the problems that were already coming about, you know? So yeah, there was no Twitter, Facebook, none of that stuff. And if we had a computer, we just basically played games on it or typed letters, because, you know, internet, I got time for that. That's money.
Yeah.
Money for no internet.
you've got mail.
Yeah.
So, Scott, what's the 90s look like for you?
Well, I got married in 94, and I was in my 20s. So, you know, you're kind of really – I would say you're really coming into a new life when you're coming out of high school and going into – careers or college or whatever other people do. I mean, I went right into working full time right out of high school. It's just something that I always did. So, and you know, I just used to working. So, but I had a lot of, I had some good times in the 90s. I mean, that was when I met my wife and we got married, and, you know, had, we moved from Chicago to California, stayed there for a couple of years, moved back to Chicago. And as far as pop culture goes, some of that time I feel like I kind of checked out and was still living on the 80s pop culture in the 90s. I was still bringing it in. You know, I was still listening to all the 80s music and stuff, whatever CDs that I would have. Of course, you didn't have MP3 players yet or satellite radio, so you had, to, you know, make your own mix CDs or whatever. I don't even know if we were doing that much yet until the late 90s, probably. Anyway, that was – I mean, there's definitely defining parts of pop culture from the 90s that I can really relate to. But overall, I think my main wheelhouse is the 70s and 80s. And I don't know. It's really weird how I look back at the 90s and I'm like, man, I don't even remember what music I was listening to. And then I listened to the 90s station on satellite radio for a little bit. I'm like, oh, okay, I remember that. Oh, yeah, I remember that. And then I remember a couple songs that were like at our wedding, you know, for Spin Doctors and like you said, No Doubt and Gwen Stefani and all that stuff. So, but overall, yeah, the 90s was a time of really focusing on getting my career started, which, you know, that was driving for a company called RPS, which became eventually part of FedEx. So, anyway. And learning, you know, to live with my wife.
Yeah. That's a big
deal. I mean, that's a big step in life overall, mm-hmm. is learning how to really merge your lives together to become that one. And mm-hmm. and she the great thing is that a lot of her tastes were a lot like mine, the culture, pop culture and stuff. So we both love the 80s so much. And, you know, anyway.
See, you just referenced the 90s song and you didn't even realize it.
What's that?
I think it's a 90s song. Spice Girls, To Become One.
Oh, I honestly, I could.
Do we really want to reference the Spice Girls on episode zero? Come on.
Well, hey, they played a part, you know.
Yeah, no, you're right.
The first manufactured band, I think, since the Monkees, so yeah.
All right, so I had a thing for Posh. Okay, all right, I'll admit it.
Okay, there we go. Let's let it out.
Sorry. I couldn't pick them out in the lineup, I'm telling you.
Hold on, give me a minute. I'm thinking about Posh. Anyway, never mind.
Was there one? Was there one called Tasty Spice or what?
No, it was Baby Spice, 40 Spice,
Indian Spice. No, Cajun Spice.
Oh my Cajun God, you're way off track.
Yeah, Posh Spice and somebody else. Scary Spice.
Scary Spice. Yeah.
What the hell is Posh?
Posh, that's rich, lush. That's Victoria.
Victoria Beckham.
It's Posh Spice.
Who's that?
She's very likable. I mean, likable.
David Beckham. Yeah. Never mind, guys. Okay.
All right. So, I understand what you're saying, Scott, because it sounds like where in the past I've said my 80s version of music is a bit vanilla, where I didn't get very deep, and mm-hmm. I think that's where your 90s were.
Oh, totally.
So you were...
Except for maybe a few bands that kind of carried over from the 80s into the 90s, you know.
Right.
Like Metallica, okay? You know, I just went and saw them the other night, which was amazing. Very loud. Very, very loud. I haven't been to a really big, loud concert like that for years. But, you know, Metallica came out with that Black album in, I think it was 92 or 90... Yeah, 92. Mm-hmm. And so that was, you know, Metallica was huge in the 80s and late 80s. So when they came out in, you know, so that kind of carried me over. And so there's a few bands that I hung on to more than listening to some of the newer stuff. So anyway.
And just for a point of reference for the listener, when I say that, you know, something is vanilla, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Really, you know, what I'm referring to is just that a lot of times we get absorbed into our own lives and we don't do deep dives into specific things, you know, where we're not like, you know, we just get what's handed to us by, you know, the movie companies or the music companies mm-hmm. or whoever, whatever they, you know, whatever they put on their playlist, whatever the radio is playing over and over and over again. And that's kind of mm-hmm. where you go, okay, that's cool. I'll listen to that. And it's just, and you don't take it the next step further and go, I want to pull everything in about this one thing and learn mm-hmm. all the nuances. And that's what I mean by being vanilla. It's not a bad thing. It's just that you're going along for the ride.
Right.
I get it. That makes sense.
Yeah. So I just didn't want anybody to think that, you know, oh, Dave's, you know, this elitist where if you're not like, you know all the ins and outs and the depths of, you know.
You're John Cusack in High Fidelity.
Yeah, if you're not that guy, then you're not cool or something. And that's not what I'm saying at all. So
I hate that movie.
You hate that movie?
I really do.
Oh my God, love High Fidelity.
Oh, Rose.
A lot of people do.
That was a good one.
No, don't care. Because of who he portrays in that movie. Because I've met people like that, and I'm just like, God, get a life, really.
And this is coming from our biggest John Cusack fan.
I know.
This is
freaking me out.
See, this is the irony of it. I just, you know, I'm an onion. What can I say?
I thought Dave was the onion.
I used to be, I guess.
What else has left? I'm an artichoke. How's that? I'm an artichoke. Artichokes have layers. You do. Really got to get past the thorns to get to the heart.
So you're you're good with butter.
Coffee? Yeah, I am. Hey, anything's good with butter. Butter.
All right, so we are just about 30 minutes in. What I want to do is limit this to about that time frame, but on the same time, I still think that there's one very important aspect that we need to discuss, and hopefully we don't go too long into it. But really, you know, Banzai Retro Club is a culmination of the, you know, Scott Rose and I wanting to do this thing and launch this network. If you had to give somebody, let's say, a quick elevator speech about what Banzai Retro Club is to you, what would you tell them, Scott?
We're completely geeking out about the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Just, that's what it's all about.
Okay. What about you, Rose? What would be your synopsis?
It's a total immersion into retro pop culture.
Oh man, you stole my reason. My... That's what I was gonna say.
But you didn't.
I know. It just sounded better than mine. So I was gonna steal it from you.
And I'm right there with both of you. You know, I mean, it's 70s, 80s, 90s, and this thought process of, you know, and well, we could say that it's just about the podcast, but it's not going to be. It's going to be a blog also that we're going to be keeping up with, having online content out there. And, you know, in the future, we're going to find ways to interact with those that have similar interests as ours in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and mm-hmm. you know, have a club environment, you know, and
right.
you know, this is really, you know, the beginning of that vibe of community is what I'm hoping right. it to be.
Right. And we want a lot of our listeners, well, I do anyway, I want a lot of the listeners to feel free to participate. I mean, just really just jump in there and say, well, you know what? That may be good, but what about this? And we'll be like, oh, yeah, thanks for bringing that to our attention, because we're not going to know everything.
No.
I mean, we talk right. about this game, but there's people that are out there that won't even get on a podcast that are just so phenomenally – did I say that right? Phenomenally?
You did.
Is that
yes.
a word?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just cultured in the art of retro. That's just who they are as people.
Yeah, you know, I have a friend that's not far from here, and I've been trying to get her on the radio or on the show for a while. Radio? Why do I say radio again? It's so bizarre. It's
the airwaves.
Yeah, on the air.
Video killed. By the way.
Video killed podcast.
She's so knowledgeable of the retro music. I mean, she can really mm-hmm. just any song that comes on the radio, it's hard to stump her, you know. She's yeah. able to like name that tune, name that song within yeah. the first couple seconds of it. And we always her and I go back and forth. We hang out with this other couple quite a bit, and we go back and forth. We hear a song on the radio, like, and we try to beat each other to the punch. And you know, if it's a classic like that, especially from the 70s, she's got a lot of good 70s stuff.
Yeah.
Good information. I'd love to have her on. If that I could talk her into getting on the show, you know, she's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know,
but you know, the further out we get with the generations, you know, 70s are, you know, like seriously getting left behind. So anybody that, you know, we can get to participate and just to bring, you know, that decade to the forefront, mm. you know, that would be awesome. Because, I mean, there's people, you know, not even so much the millennials, but I'm looking at my grandchildren and, you know, and I mention something and they go, who? I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to explain that, don't I? And then, you know, 20 minutes later, they still don't know who they are, but, you know, they're probably sorry they asked, but at least they kind of know.
I ran into that exact problem very recently. I had two 20-somethings in my office, and they were, you know, they're salespeople. So they're in my office, and they're, you know, we get done with the sales part of the conversation, and, you know, we get to talking about this framed print that I have in my office. And it has a bunch of this kid playing with a bunch of 80s toys. And so they're asking questions about that. And then I bring up the fact that I do a podcast. And they're like, oh my God, that's great. I never knew anybody that did a podcast. You know, and they were like uber excited, you know, that they actually met somebody that was producing a podcast. And it's not like I was like some big celebrity or something. It's just like, oh, here's somebody that's putting something out there. And they're like, well, we're going to listen to your show on the way back to our office. I'm like, well, that's great. Fantastic. Let me know what you think. And I was trying to give a break-in point, like an episode for them to listen to. And every one of my references was going way over their heads.
Wow.
I was like, I did that interview with Neverending Story. And it was just like, what? What movie? I'm like, oh my God, you graduated college. What are they teaching you to kids? That's what I'm thinking in my head, but of course I don't say it out loud, but it was just like,
no.
It was, it was just, it's funny. It is very funny that, you know, there's, what I've discovered is that, you know, somewhere around the pop culture train I checked out, and I want to say it was when we hit the 2000s. You know, and I think that, you know, and it was just like, I'll know the songs from the 80s and 90s and 70s, or I'll know, you know, the, you know, well, it's pretty much music. But, like, you know, we go to a wedding now or something like that, my teenager knows all these songs, and I'm like, what song is this?
Yeah, I just had that experience just a couple weeks ago. We went to a wedding, and the DJ was playing all new stuff. I'm like, I have no idea what you're doing. Why don't you put on? Why aren't you putting on Rapper's Delight? You know, and it was the thing is, it was a wedding between a couple that had been there in their, you know, late 40s. They knew they dated in high school, and, you know, life happened, and they found each other back again through Facebook a few years ago, and they ended up getting married now. And I'm like, and this is a perfect venue for, like, look around the room. This is all. There's not a lot of kids here. There's nobody under, really, very, very few people under 30, 35. And, like, why are you not playing, like, a bunch of 80s classics? And they weren't there playing all new stuff. I'm like, Bruno Mars and that was the only song that I recognized was Bruno Mars. That's the only one I know because I've seen the music video a couple times, and it's really good. There was a couple years ago, I was at a friend's house, and they have at the time she was 14. And I had to actually sit down and explain to her what MTV really was.
Oh, mercy.
Yeah, I'm like, are you kidding me? You really don't know what MTV is? Like, what it really was?
Oh. Yeah. I got two things to piggyback on both of those statements.
Okay.
We're in California, Huntington Beach. We're at the parade, 4th of July. There was a float that went by. I can't even remember who the people were. And they were playing Bruno Mars' Uptown Funk.
Really?
I know the song. It was one of my favorites.
It's a good song.
Here's my cousin into her senior years, but she's the same age as your dad.
Okay.
And she's right along there with me. And I'm going, how do you know that song? But, you know, didn't say it out loud. But I'm like, that's awesome. You know, because that just shows, you know, that she obviously listens to, like, mainstream radio, and she's familiar, you know, and her kids are, you know, younger, you know, than they're older than my kids, but still, you know, and they all know this stuff, so I thought that was really cool. But
now don't get me wrong, though. I'm sorry to interject, but and I want you to finish your thought, but I am very fluent with Mr. Bruno Mars' Uptown Funk. So.
Oh.
Yeah. So I do know that one quite well. You know, courtesy of, you know, being with the kids. You know, and
That kind of listen to what your kids listen to.
Yeah, that song rocks. But anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
No. Real quick, have you guys seen the video that the dance montage that they put out with that?
Yes.
Oh, that thing's amazing. That's amazing. And that's what, you know, dancing what used to be.
What, so, dancing?
Anyway, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I can't remember what the other thing was about.
Oh, you said you had two things to piggyback on, so.
Oh.
Yeah, just the other thing.
MTV.
Oh, yeah, MTV. Yeah.
Okay.
So, early in the morning, my cousin, she's got DirecTV. It was about 7:30 in the morning on a weekday, probably Monday. MTV has a segment called Hot Pop, and it's from, they actually play music videos.
Imagine that.
From the 80s until the 2000s.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I was blown away. I was like, oh, I've got to watch this. And then when my cousin was like, well, what did you do this morning? I was like, I got up and did whatever, and then I watched some music videos. She says, you did what? I'm like, I watched some music videos on MTV. Why? Because I like them? No, that's a bad thing now?
Hey, music videos are just movies for people with short attention spans.
I like to sing.
Unless it's Thriller, and then that's like a movie in itself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's
and still, minutes. What was it? 8-9 minutes?
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I miss pop-up video.
I do miss pop-up video.
I miss pop-up video.
Yeah.
Boop. I love the bubble sound.
Pop-up video?
Yeah.
That was 90s, that's right, wasn't it? Bubble.
Yeah. Well, yeah. 90s, 2000? Yeah.
Get that.
Yeah, we need that sound effect, right? Yeah. All right, so I think, well, we definitely went over longer than I wanted us to.
We should wrap it up.
Yeah, and, you know, because, like I said, what I want this episode to be for our listeners is getting to know us as the trio that we are. And then understanding kind of what we're hoping to accomplish with Bonsai Retro Club.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think we've done that very well. You know, and if anything, we continue to show the dynamic that you get with Scott, Rose, and I of just the fun times that we've continued to have, you know, as we podcast together. You know, we want to do this. We just want to keep going on with this and having fun together and geeking out about all these things. And we have all these wonderful, great ideas that we're hoping to bring to the forefront and share with you, our listener. So we're hoping that you're going to ride along with us.
Yeah.
Please come for the ride.
So, usually what I, you know, in the past, we've done our other show, as I've alluded to, where, you know, I would get into this segment where we talk about our social media credentials. Now, I don't know what Scott and Rose want to do with this, but as far as my thought process goes, is that there's a website that's out there now. It's Bonsai Retro Club, and I am going to try my best to make sure that it has all of our contact information and all of our links that you can get to all of us. There's plenty of buttons there for the social media that's going on, you know, the Twitter, the Facebook, Tumblr, all that stuff, trying to get accounts going with that stuff. And then the Contact Me page is going to have direct email connections to each one of us, so you can email us directly or you can send it just to the website in general, and we'll get all of that. So to me, That's the social media credential I want you to have, is go to bonsairetroclub.com and then connect to us that way. Now, I don't know if, Rose, did you want to share any other credentials?
No, honestly, I think in order for us, what we started to encompass everything, I think, you know, starting fresh with, you know, who we are as Banzai Retro Club members is sufficient.
Cool. Scott, what about you?
I'm on board with that.
Okay, cool. And like I said, I know, I mean, just so you guys know that Rose does, you know, she's got a YouTube channel. You know, she's got this wonderful Twitter account that she's got going on and a wonderful Facebook page. I want to put all of that there, so if you're interested in connecting with her on those avenues, you can go to our website and get to all that stuff. And yeah. Then once again with Scott and everything. You know, mm-hmm. And you know, Scott does a lot of, you know, he's got his own photography business that he's
amazing.
Running. Yeah, and so I want those connections to be on the website so you can check out his stuff. The gateway to all of us is going to be that website, so please go out there and check it out.
Or you can email each of us at like Dave at BonsaiRetroClub.com, Scott at BonsaiRetroClub.com, or Rose at BonsaiRetroClub.com.
This is
and
true.
I know that I know the emails will be linked up through the contact us page on the website, but I'd like to throw that out there just for some of the new listeners, you know.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Actually, I mean, some people just get content that they listen to online. You're right, mm-hmm. And they may not. Mm-hmm. Be online checking out web pages or blogs and things like that. So you're right, Scott. That's a good point. Yeah, you know, if you do want to drop us an email, we would love to hear from you.
And if you want to text me, my phone number is 555.
Mine is 867-5309. No.
I believe I thought that was somebody else on Twitter.
Well, come on now, spill the beans.
I think we're gonna have to have her on the show too, eventually.
Yeah, would be great. Her, Jimmy, and everybody.
A lot of people. A lot of people out there.
Yeah, we've had a lot of connections throughout. You know, the older show, of you know all these people that we've connected with, and we've always wanted to have them on, and we've. You know, reached out to them to say, yay, we'd like to have you on. But then for whatever reasons, you know, whether they don't like the sound of their own voice or just scheduling problems or, you know, just the hesitation of being on the big bad podcast, it's, you know, for various reasons.
I do have Chris on board. I told him, you know, I've been telling him what's going on and he was he's very excited. He's like, yeah, get me hooked up, man. I'll promote you. I want to be on other podcasts. And you know, he was really a crucial part of my podcast with the Mixtape Auto Reverse. And so he wants in back in on that too. So we're gonna have a lot of people involved with this. I think it's gonna be a lot of fun.
And I know that he brings just a depth of knowledge of music.
Oh boy. Yeah, that's amazing.
So it's gonna be it'd be fantastic. You know, and you know, we have these connections. Even if you go to BonsaiRetroClub.com, there's another section for the 80s League. And the 80s League is a group of fellow bloggers and podcasters that we collaborate on a topic, usually monthly. Mm-hmm. You know, and everyone has their own spin and their own, you know, take on it. And I know some of those people are interested in being on the podcast with us.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I don't think we're going to run out of people to bring into the club.
Or content, for that matter.
Oh, I know. We've got, like, boatloads of content that we've been talking about forever. Mm-hmm. We're all in. We're all ready to go, and this is it, episode zero. It is it's done. So, as I was saying for a closing phrase, until I can think of something better, everyone out there, be excellent to each other.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm gonna say be groovy, everybody.
Oh, there you go. Nice. So, and I was hoping that you'd follow up with Party On, Dude.
I would like to do Party On, Dude. Party On, Dude. Party On, Dude. That would be Abe Lincoln. Seriously. At the end of Bill and Ted,
you're right. Yeah, what was it? Our forefathers been united 7 minutes ago or something like that, or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Party on, dude.
Is this before or after he became a vampire hunter?
That would be
well before.
Well before.
Yeah, okay. Just checking.
All right. Good night, everybody.
All right. Take care. Good night.
This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Bonsai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Bonsai!
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 Bonsai!